Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Kaylee Goodell, who, yep, just so happens to be my daughter. Hey, Kaylee, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Wanted to talk to you. Interesting. We talked with Patrick DeHaan earlier of GasBuddy.com, and then you showed up at my door this afternoon for a little bit. Had just purchased a new car today, and we were talking about gas prices and so forth and going through it all, and thought it might be interesting for folks kind of buying a car right now. I was kind of surprised at the research you had done, and at also all the incentives that are coming back to folks right now. It seems like it's an awfully good time to buy a new car.
Yeah, it definitely is. It was kind of good timing. Had some coolant problems with the last car, which had about 120,000 miles on it, and just kind of died one day. It was on the side of the road waiting to be towed away, and just decided to sell it for parts and put that money towards a new car, and was doing a lot of research and looking around. Definitely fuel efficient was, like, number one priority for a new car, and looked at the Ford Fiesta and stopped by Grand Ledge Ford, and they had a brand new Focus that they were giving up to $3,500 back on. So it just made more sense to get a brand new one.
Well, and I think it's interesting because we've talked about this as the process went along in the last couple of weeks about, gosh, you know, buy one with a few miles on it, perhaps. And, you know, you're just starting in your career and still in school for some things. And that seemed like the way to go. But with all the rebates coming back, it was interesting that this just made more sense. And you know, I don't mind doing a commercial for the car dealership that helped you out in this way. The rebates were pretty impressive. And model wise, it was good time as well. I didn't realize they're already trying to get the 2011s out because the 2012s are coming in.
Yeah, that was $3,000 of it back was them just trying to move the 11s. And the day I came in to put the deposit down on the car, there were two other people that day buying. I think one was buying a Fusion and the other one was buying a Focus. So they're moving pretty quick.
Now, you did some research into what kind of car you wanted, too. Was it pretty easy to find stats online in terms of safety? Because you were looking at safety issues and fuel efficiency. You were looking at all those things.
Yeah, I really wanted to go with a Ford. I looked at Chevy as well, but I like Ford because my first car was a Ford Taurus, and that thing was, like, indestructible. Like, no matter what happened to it, like, nothing. You know, you're always safe and the airbags worked and everything. So I definitely want to go with Ford because they seem to have, like, top-notch safety ratings. And this one, I think, is all fives and a four for front side crash.
Well, and was that pretty easy? I guess that's part of the story I wanted folks to know is how easy it was to research the safety stuff. Were you able to find it over the Internet?
When you go to the dealership, all the safety ratings are right on the tag. And then another nice thing about Grand Ledge Ford is they have a really nicely designed website, which makes it really easy for you to look at the statistics and features on all of the cars, and each one has a ton of pictures. And so that's what kind of drew me into that dealership, was because it was so easy, and, like, with everyone doing everything online nowadays, like, it just made it so much easier to see and be like, I want that car, and go in and test drive it and at home.
Well, you seem to do pretty well there in terms of another thing I was not aware of is you got a rebate for being a student.
Yeah, when I was in there and I was telling them my dad's helping me out and I'm putting in a lot of money, so I was definitely a lot more cautious about selecting a car. And he's like, well, are you in school? And I said yes. And he's like, well, if you have, I think it was around 10 credits, if I had more than 10 credits, I got a $500 discount. So I just went in there today with my class schedule and got $500 off of it.
So I think the lesson here is A, to do your research, and B, to ask about these kinds of credits that could come your way, that because you wouldn't have, you know, thought about asking about that otherwise.
Yeah, I worked with Chris Collier there, and he was the one that brought it up. And if he hadn't said anything, I would have never known about it. So it's a lot to do with service and who you're working with there as well.
Wow. Well, you're out driving around. I took a ride in it with you. It's a nice car. How are you feeling about it? And the size was good too. I was concerned about you getting a small car because of the price. And I like the fact that it's a good size car.
Yeah, I was looking at the Fiesta, which I think is a subcompact. This one, I think, qualifies as a compact, and the Fusion is a bit bigger. So this one, the Fiesta's a little bit more, so I was paying less for more of a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's simple physics, like no matter how safe a car is, like the size of the car matters and an accident. So it's just, you know, more space between me and whoever's on the road.
Yep, and your mom appreciates the fact that there's more more metal between you and the next guy. I appreciate that very much. Well, and gas mileage-wise, you're in pretty good shape. Like I said, we heard from Pat DeHaan about, you know, gas prices aren't going down anytime soon, so being fuel rated efficiently was important as well.
Yeah, this one gets great gas mileage, and a nice feature it has is right on the dash it shows you how fuel efficient you're being with your driving. And it shows you the average miles per gallon you get, which on mine it says 28.5. And it kind of teaches you how to drive a little bit less aggressively, you know, to get better gas mileage, which
sure.
is a nice feature.
Well, all of those things help. Well, I know you're about ready to run into work, so I wanted to be sure I got a hold of you. I think there's a lot of lessons here about, you know, going online, asking the right questions of the salesperson that you're working with, paying attention to safety ratings, and because you've moved from what you thought you wanted to here. So good job. Good job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks. Enjoy the new ride. I'll talk to you later, hon.
I will.
Bye-bye. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this. That was Kaylee Goodell on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com.